so let's pick up where we left off with. So the basic question, we're tearing the Tosos, but let's just review Rashi. So the basic case is you do chalada, which is where you stick the knife into the pierce of the animal and then cut the siman from the inside. So you do that for miyat simanim. That's the case of the Gemara. For a miyat, it means most of the siman you do properly. But a miyat, you do chalada. Right? So what's the case? So Rashi learns it means you do the first 51% of the siman properly. Normal shrita, straight, no problems. Then, if you were to stop there, that's it. It's all over, kosher, no problems. But you don't. You then insert the knife into the siman and you cut the rest of it with chalada. Right? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Is do you say, look, you did rov, good, so it's kosher? Or do you say, since it's all one shchita, and part of it has chalada, so that's it. It's a zipsol. You should do zipsol. Right? But Rashi learns if you did the opposite direction, if first you do a little bit of chalada, and then you do the rest of it, let's say you do 20% chalada, and then you do 60, 50, 80, whatever percent the regular, then you'll be okay. I'm sorry, then definitely it's possible. Then definitely it's possible. Right, because it's chalada. You have chalada in the beginning, right? Okay. So one way we said there's different ways. We put in three different swaras for this, but let me just go bring up one. One way we said is that how do you learn shchita? By the way, Rashi makes this more general than chalada. Or as Rashi says, that the same Gemara also asks about Shehiyah. Let's say you do Rov. Let's say you do Shehiyah on a Miyat Simanim, which Rashi again learns. You cut a majority, 51%, then you pause for the amount of time which you're not allowed to pause for. It's Psal of Shechita, and then you continue. Same question. Do you say, look, you already did 50%. 50% is good, fine, no problems. Or do you say, no, it's all one Shechita, and you have Shehiyah. Rashi says also there's another question by Hagrama, which is if you cut above the location, there's certain rings on the windpipe. If you cut above the rings, it's too high, you're not at the right, it's not makom hashchita. So he says, let's say you cut a majority on the proper location, and then you go outside of the location. So same question. Or there's also a question there. And Rashi, basically, none of these questions are resolved, and Rashi says, we go the chomer on them all. So we go the chomer on them all, and we say they're all possible. Right? So Rashi learns, arguably, They're related questions. I don't know if he necessarily holds they're identical questions, but they're certainly related. They're in the same ballpark. And that's one of Tosus's problems with him, is he can't necessarily just mix these things. They're not all the same. But Rashi does put them together. So he said like this, is that Rashi's, like, the question is like, the first question is, and we'll do the final step further, is if you, Shechita is enough to do 51%, but let's say you do more than that. Do you say that that's still shchita? Do you say that basically shchita ends? Shchita is all about hechsher basar. Shchita is to creating a kosher animal. Now, what's the amount to create a kosher animal? 51%, because that's really cool though. So once you do 51%, then that's it, the shchita is over. And now you're just cutting and cutting and cutting. Who really cares? That's not shchita. Shchita is kosher. So that's it. I don't care if you do a grandma, shiya, this, that, or who really cares? Bottom line is, you did shchita, right? Shchita's done. It's history. Right, so if you were to stop, it's all kosher. So who cares? You happen to keep going. You're just cutting neck. You're cutting a flesh. Or do you say, no, that shchita, it's true, the function of shchita is to create hechsher basar, but shchita is a maisa of cutting simanim, chatichas simanim. And if it's true, if you cut only 51%, that would have been enough chatichas simanim to be good. But you didn't. You cut 100%. So every ounce of chaticha semanim that you do, every inch of chaticha semanim that you do is chaticha semanim and it's ma'aseh shechita. So now if you didn't stop at 51, but you did 80%, and within that 80 you have a psal, so your shechita is possible. So it's like, do you say that the shechita is delimited, defined by the function of hechsher basar, and it's simply, its whole identity is a ma'aseh of hechsher basar, and once you get to that quantity, the shem shechita disappears. When you say shchita is true, that's the function of shchita. Shchita is a ma'isa of chatichas simanim, and the limitation of the extent of the shchita is defined by how much of the chatichas simanim did he do. And if you cut out 80%, then the whole 80% is part of your shechita, and then it's all shayach to introduce himself. Also notice that even if you do say the whole thing is defined as shechita, you could argue that you can't passel the shechita in the Gemara HaShechita. We said in a certain sense, even if you say it's all shechita, there's the essence of the shechita, which is what creates the shem shechita, and then there's more like the toppings, the extra. So you could say, even if you say it all has a shem shechita, it's possible to argue in any of the psulim, maybe in one of them, two of them, three of them, all of them, is that you can't passel it in the toppings, in the Gemara HaShechita. It only lends itself to psul in the essence of this thing, not in that which is the toppings, which don't have to even exist. You'd say that's not, even if you say, I mean, one way to say is like, is it a shechita or not? Other way to say, no, it is shechita, but does it lend itself to psul in the gemara, in that which is just like, it's like a tafel, it's like a secondary component to the shechita, the extra toppings, which didn't even have to exist in the first place. So you could argue is that you can't, the psul could only possel it in the ikar, not in the tafel. Or no, you say, look, it's all shechita, bottom line is it's all shechita, and as he introduces a psal anywhere, it'll be a pop psal. It's like another way to go. And that way, you could differentiate. Maybe you'll say, by shehiya, you can only pass on the ikar, but by chalada, then, you know, maybe that's the worst, it's a worse psal, maybe that'll even, but you know, like, it's that at least lends itself to differentiating. If you say that, it's a question, is does shechita keep going, or does it stop? It's almost like they're intrinsically linked. You can't say there's no room to differentiate between the two. It doesn't seem from Rashi that he holds intrinsically they're one and the same question as much as they're like similar questions, you know. And if you say that, you know, I'm just saying is that even if you say that like it is shechita, but it's a question is the psul going to be in the ikar or even in the tafel, then in theory they're separable. Yeah.
Maybe another way.
Let's see Tosos. Because Tosos isn't going to like it. It says, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. It's the big Tosos. Hechle B'miyat Siman Emahu. So we're not going to, I don't think we're going to end up doing every single line of the Tosos, but we'll do a good amount. Okay, so Tosos is like this. Hechle B'miyat Siman Emahu. Pierce B'kunchus B'miyat Basra. It's in the second half. Second miyat. Havel miyat kam upshita l'navi nevela. But in the first half, if you have a psal, of course it's going to be nevela. Because basically you have a psal. V'hagroma na'ami pasak, by hagroma also, da'afilu shechat shnei shlish. Even if you shech two-thirds of it, hagroma is again where you move the knife above the location of the shechita. So you two-thirds, v'hagrom shlish, and then you go outside of the location. V'dina nechomra. It's also nechomra. Because you see here, it resolves the teku. It doesn't resolve this question. So it doesn't resolve this question. So we go to Chumrah because it's the Raisa. So same thing by Agrama. Because the Gemara by Agrama had a quite machlokas about it. It wasn't clear. So the saying is, since you see here, it's a teku, so apparently there too. Right? So you see, Rashi's linking them together. Right? Rashi's linking them together. He's saying the teku here ends up resolving the teku there. And teku we go to Chumrah because it's the Raisa. So right, you see, he's linking them together. Okay? The Rabbeinu Yitzchak be Rabbi Meir, Omer the Rivam, the Bagrama paskin in Perakama Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. By Hagrama we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, which meant I think it meant that it's only in the first rove, which is a problem. You don't have a problem after that. Hold on a second. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, this is over here. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda held Pnei Ruba. Yeah, that once you do Rov, it's okay, and you can't passel it after you do Rov. So he says, when it comes to Hagrama, we really paskin l'kula. And even according to the Rabbanon, who say that you could have a psul after Rov, they even maybe they hold that if you do two-thirds good and then one-third bad, it's they also say that it's going to be kosher in that case. Okay, it's kind of complicated over there. But he's just saying is that by chalada, there's a lot of room to matir, to say it's good. But, I'm sorry, I don't have a chalada, but hagrama, where it goes above the location. But you can't compare. That's hagrama, this is chalada. You can't compare. Why? The hasam shelo b'makom shchitahu. Vavi ki'ilu shochet baraglo achar. Baraglo achar shchitas ha'simen. Because over there, what's the psal? It's that you're doing it in the wrong location. So basically, it would be if, let's say, you cut two-thirds of the simen and then you cut the foot. Right? So what does that have to do with it? So you did the shchita and then you cut the foot. So the foot's the foot. Who cares? So you did two-thirds and then you cut above the location. So that's not shchita. It's altogether not shchita. So that's fine. Because now, basically, you just did shchita and then you really did something which isn't shchita anymore. So then it would be like what Margul, you were saying, it's the whole thing's over. So you cut two-thirds and you go above the location of shchita. You're not really doing shchita anymore. It's not even the simen. Right? So it's like you're cutting the foot. Or, for instance, if you shecht rov and then you uproot, you pull out the simen. That's another psul. It's like you pull it out of its location instead of cutting it. That's also okay. Right? Kivan dolavik der shchita, because that's not shchita. That's not cutting the simen. Shchita means cutting the simen in a certain location, slicing the simen in a certain location. So he says, if you uproot it, if you do rov, two-thirds of cut, and then you pull it out, so that's not shchita, so you just did shchita. And if you do two-thirds, and then you go to a different location, then also it's not shchita. So then those, I understand to say those are kasha. But by chalada, you're cutting the simen. It's just that you're doing an inside cut instead of an outside cut. So it's like the derech of the cutting of the simen is improper, it's not from the right direction, it's blind, it's internal, it's whatever, but the point is you're cutting the simen. So that's a psul, but you can't just say, like, I'm not doing shchita anymore. It is part of the shchita. So since it's part of the shchita, it's a psul. Shchita is cutting the simen, and he's not learning, like, it's simply not shchita. It's like, accidentally differentiated from shchita in a way which is possible, because it has, like, a property of inside and not outside. But it's still the same action. So the action of shchita continues all the time. And now you're introducing a psul in the end of it. So what I'm saying is, in the action, it's really one continuous action of slicing the simen. So now the question is here you have a question, is do you say you could apostle it in the second half? But you say by the other ones, there's no question. Right? There's another, I mean, it gets into something you said here, Rafi mentioned last week, we said a different svara, which maybe is relevant here, maybe not. But you could question altogether, what's the halacha of chalada, or ikor, or hagrama, or any of these psalm? Is it pshat that they're a psalm, like a positive posel, or is it just pshat that they're not shchita, it's an absence of shchita? So if you say that they're a psalm, so then you'll say, if I do it after 51%, whatever, but I posel it, it's a disqualifier. But if you say it's just not shchita, so look, I did 51% shchita, now I'm doing not shchita, so fine, so it's like I didn't do anything, so it's not, it's simply nothing, right? That's like another way to look at it. But it sounds like the Rivam's question on Rashi is that you could argue that it depends, that by the other ones, it's really reasonable to say it's not shchita. You're not doing in the right place. Or you're not cutting, but you're uprooting. But here, by Chalada, he's saying, come on, Chalada, you're cutting the simen. You're slicing the simen. And now you're doing 100% slice of the simen. 60% is from the outside, 4% is from the inside. But it's one action of slicing the simen. So what's chalad? The chalad is not chatichas ha-simen. It's just a psal. So he says, so there, you could have a question. You can't resolve the fact that in those other cases we could hold that it's okay after rov. Doesn't necessarily indicate anything about here. This is a real psal. It's not just an absence, but it's a real psal shrita. So now you have a question. This lends itself to a question by Chalada. But he's accusing Rashi is that you can't just lump these things together because they're different. Right? That's kind of the Rambam's question. I mean, it's not clear how the Rambam is learning positively. He's just saying to Rashi, don't just throw them all together. See, I guess if you learn that Rashi's Svara is, does shchita end at 51%, or it keeps going, then you could lump them all together, right? Because if you say that shchita ends at 51%, so I don't care what you do. You could do the wrong place, the wrong maisa, chalada, do whatever you want. The point is shchita's over. So therefore, you could just say, look, it's history, there's nothing to talk about anymore, right? But I guess maybe this is Rivam's point. Even if you want to, so what's the other side of Chumrah? is to say, no, Shechita keeps going. Shechita keeps going. But the Rivam says, okay, fine, so let's say Shechita keeps going. So you say that we go Lechamra, so by Chalada. But just because it keeps going doesn't mean that if you do in the wrong place, it keeps going. Or if you uproot it, it keeps going. That you can't necessarily carry over the conclusion from here, where it's Chalada and it is a Maisa of cutting a Zemen, to necessarily extend it to Psil in the other cases. He says, maybe now, maybe here it's more chomer. It seems like that's his chiluk. Maybe think about it, I think it makes sense. He's saying, the certain type of a psal, you could say it's so different that it's not shchita. It's just removed from being shchita. And then another psal, it's like it's an accidental difference. Now you could say the halacha posits that accidental difference will be a psal. But you can't say it's not Shechita. It's not the Maisa of Shechita. It's the Maisa of Shechita just done wrong. So you're saying is if you do it in the wrong place, if you cut it above the pipe, you'll say, well, that's not Shechita. It's the same thing as cutting a leg. That's reasonable. The Maisa of Shechita has to have a location. If it's a long location, it's not Shechita. It's not the Semen. Similarly, if you uproot the Semen, if you pull it out of its socket or whatever, I don't know exactly how you do it, but versus slicing it, you'll say, look, that's not Shechita. It's a different Maisa. There's a maisa of getting rid of the semen by slicing the semen, and a maisa of uprooting the semen. But he says, cutting it from the inside or cutting it from the outside, either way, you're cutting the semen. So you'll say the Torah has a derach, you're chayev to cut it this way, and if you cut it that way, it's that accidental difference is going to passel it. But to say that it's like a different maisa altogether, it's still cutting the semen. So it's like, it's like laparoscopic surgery and surgery. It's surgery. I mean, either way, you're cutting the thing. You're cutting the thing out. It's a difference, but to say that it's simply not the action is not the right way to talk about it. Rather, it's to say Torah is saying it's a psal. So now you could say, well, we're machmir that when you have a psal in the second half, it's passels it. But that doesn't mean that if you do the wrong location or ikor in the second half, that's going to passel it. Because those you could argue. That those aren't the Maisa Shechita altogether. So that's what the Rivam is saying, is it's not fair, Rashi, for you to just shove these things all together. Maybe not. Right? That's the Rivam's problem on Rashi. I mean, you could just say Rashi learns those things are also Shechita. Those things are also just Psula Shechita. You know? I mean, you could say that. And if they're all Psula Shechita, then the only way it would be fine is if you say Shechita ends at 50%, and then it's all one question.
And then Chalada wouldn't be a
psalm. Well, yeah, then you could say Rashi learns they're all psalm. Chalada's a psalm, Gramma's a psalm, Ikor's a psalm. They're all Shechita, but with a psalm. Shechita just means cutting the pipe. And like you could like learn above the simen. Doesn't mean it's the leg. I mean, you could say it's not the leg, it's the simen, just the wrong part of the simen. You know? Or you could say pulling it out. It's still cutting the simen, it's just in a different way. Instead of cutting it, you're putting it. It's the same thing. You could say it's just the psalm. So it's just the psalm. So now the question is, they're all psalm. Identically. The only question is after 51%, is it still Shechita or not? Oh, so then they're all the same question. And if we say we're Machmir by Chalada after 51%, so it's still Shechita, then we're Machmir by all them. And it seems like just Rashi doesn't differentiate. He's learning all the Psalm to be like the same kind of thing. All the same, that they're positive, they're just the Psalm. What the Rivam is saying, not so fast. The other ones you could really learn are not psulim, they're just Adam, not shlita, whereas this is a seemingly is a psul. Right? Yeah. Okay, so then he says like this. The Rabbeinu Tam hikshol b'hirshikantros. The Rabbeinu Tam is a kashna. The Tanya b'tosefta shachat rov hagargaras be'of. If you shech the majority of the windpipe and an oath, even if you finish it later. So again, it's similar to your case. You take the windpipe of a bird, you only need one semen. You cut 51% of the windpipe, and you pause for 10 minutes, and then you finish it. So the Tosafta openly says it's kasha. But according to Rashi, that should be a psal shehiya, because basically you're cutting the whole pipe. Right? You're cutting the whole pipe. And the first 51% is okay without Shia, but then you have Shia. And Rashi's learning that the Gemara's question is it's all one Ketchatichah Samanim with the Shia on it. So it should be possible according to Rashi, because Rashi says we go to Chumra on these things. So why is it that Tosefta says that that's kosher? right? Because Rashi learns that the question of the Gemara is only on the second half. Is on the second half. But the first half, he says, everyone agrees it's a Mipsal. The only question is, what about it in the second half? Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see, learns no. He learns the Gemara differently, Rashi. He says, Rabbeinu Tam learns 150%, there's no problems. No problems altogether. So therefore, that case won't be a problem for him. And he learns the whole question is in the first half. Okay, but that's a Tosafta. But fine. Let's move on. So that's his kasha on Rav. So then he says, so Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and now we're going to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn this whole thing, I think, in Chalada. So it's still in our Sogel Chalada. Okay, so this is like a new point. The Hacha Boi B'miyat Kama. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that the question, different than Rashi, the whole question is in the first half of the Semen. Okay? The first half of the Semen. Okay, the first half of the Semen. And what happens? You're basically sticking the knife into the Semen, right? Into the Semen, and then you cut it from the inside. Right? Under, or in between the Semen, let's say, and you cut it from the inside. But you only cut them yet. Okay, so imagine that. You stick it in between the Semenim, you pull the knife up, you know, or down, whatever, you cut a little bit, and then you take the knife out, and then you cut the whole rest regular. Okay, so your first 20%, let's say, is with his Pesach Chalada, but then you cut the rest of it normal, straight, fine, simple, right? And that's the Gemara Zibaya. Is do you say, he's going to explain the details a little bit, but do you say, look, you have Chalada, right, and 20% is possible, or do you say, no, so that's not a problem, for some reason. Okay? So why? So he explains. And he says, it's continued from before. Uboil Rav Yehuda de machshir tachas ha'ar. So Rav Yehuda before, remember we had the question about is it chalada if you stick it under the skin? Remember chalada is where you do an internal cut. So if you stick it under the skin, between the skin and the simanim, so Rav Yehuda holds that's not chalada. Because chalada means where it was internal of the makom shchita. So you cut the simanim, so that's out from the outside of the simanim. Yields a psul of chalada zone where you go in the simanim, in between the simanim. So now that you have the makom shchita and you're cutting from the inside. But if you stick it under the skin, so your cutting of the simanim themselves is from the outside. The fact that you go under the skin, who cares? The skin is under the shchita, shchita is under the simanim. Right? So it's saying is according to that, according to Rav Yehuda, the Gemara is asking, by the Rav Yehuda, the Matzir Tachazar, Dilma im Tachav Hasakin B'mir HaSemen, maybe if you stick the knife, or tachas, I think it says tachas, mir ha-semen, under a mir of the semen, I think that's how he changes it. Yeah, tachas mir ha-semen, v'shachar ha-rov, shelamata kedargo, and then you shach the rov properly, ha-vechalad tfei, maybe that's more of a chalada. So he's saying is you stick the knife under a part of the semen, and then you do chalada, right? And then you cut the rest normal. So what would it mean? It would be like, let's say you... It looks like exactly how you're doing this. I was in tachas v'yad ha-semen as well. Maybe it means like this, is you stick the knife, I forget, I think this is how it worked out, you stick the knife into the semen, okay? Like you, like almost imagine it's like a needle, like an IV, you stick a needle into the vein, right? So imagine you stick the knife, imagine it's a thin knife, and you stick it into the semen, right? Or like just under the skin of the semen, so to speak, and then you cut the, let's say pull it upwards, you know, and you cut a little bit, right? Cut 20% of the semen. And then you just took the knife and cut the rest of it. So the first little bit, right? The first little bit is where, is under the skin of the semen, it's from the inside. But then the whole rest of it is from the outside, right? So what he's saying is that if you do chalada, stick it under the skin, so that, he says, that's not chalada. But what about if you stick it into the semen, under a mir of the semen? Do you say that's the same thing as if you stick it under the skin? Or do you say, no, that's more chalada? Right? So what's that question? What's that, Ibaya? It's even easier. Simple. You just stick the knife under the surface of the simen, and then you just cut down. I don't think it even has that you're cutting up. It's like sticking under the skin. You stick it under the skin. Let's say the skin. So under the skin, you go 1 millimeter deep. So let's say you get under the skin, but above the siman. That's fine. Now you go 2 millimeters deep. What is 2 millimeters deep? You get under the skin and into the siman. Right? Under the surface of the... So now it's under the skin of the siman itself. And then you cut downwards. So do you say, that's chalada? Yeah, when you did it under the skin, but you are outside of the simanim. That wasn't chalada, because vis-a-vis the siman, you're from the outside. But now, you're not doing it from outside of the simanim. You're doing it from inside of the simanim. Oh, so that's possible. Or do you say, no, that's only mi'ad of the siman. Right? That's only under mi'ad of the siman, but the rov of the siman, you're really from the outside? So that's okay? Right? Well, it's not so much that rov you did in a kosher way, is that so chalada means where you're doing it from the inside, as opposed to from the outside. Right? So under the skin, you're doing it from the outside of the semen. Here, you're doing it from the inside of the semen. Well, sort of. You're doing rov of the semen from the outside.
I don't understand that. How are you sort of doing it from the...
Well, that's, I guess, what you have to tell me. I mean, you tell me. Right, you could say, what do you mean? You're doing it on the inside.
Oh, he says that.
He said, yeah, I mean, that's what he says. He says, you're doing your tachas mira semen. He says, maybe it's chalad atvei. But maybe not. He's not sure.
Okay.
Right, but on the surface, I mean, maybe. On the surface, it's the same thing. That is chalad. Why is that any better than just sticking it in between the two simanim? Right? Yeah. I mean, presumably the second side is just like under the aura is okay, this is also okay. That's why he's tying it to that. At this point, he seems to be saying, like, if you hold under the aura is not good, then in theory this would also not be good. Because this is internal. But if you say under the skin is okay, that's not chalada, but here you're going further. You're not just going under the skin, you're going under some of the semen. So do you say now that's chalada? Or you say, no, that's still considered not chalada. And chalada is only where you go mamish under the semen. All together, in between the two simanim. Okay, let me tell you what I'm thinking about. I mean, after that, I don't know if I can define it so well, but let me just explain it the way I'm thinking about it, and then maybe we'll see if we can get it good. So, what's the shechita on? So, shechita is cutting rov of a siman, right? So, let's take that case. So, I go under the surface of the siman, right? I go under the surface of the siman, and then I cut the siman downwards. Okay? So what did I cut? Where's my shechita on? It's on the rov of the siman. The lower rov of the siman, right? Now, let me ask you. When I cut the lower rov of the siman, was that from within the rov of the siman or from without of the rov of the siman? Right? So it's from without. It's like within the pipe, but the shechita is not on the pipe. The shechita is on the rov hasemen. Whereas the ma'isa shechita is on the rov, and it's from the outside of that which is nishchat. Whereas what's nishchat is the majority of the pipe, and I'm doing it from without relative to the ma'isa shechita. The shechita is on the bottom 90% of the semen. So I went outside of that 90% and I cut downwards. So it's true, I went into the siman, but only the mir of the siman. The mir of the siman is in the shechita. I still have a rove of a siman beneath it. And that rove is what I'm going to do my shechita on. So it's like the area of the ma'isa shechita is the majority of the siman. So I'm going above that. It's true, it's under the skin, but the skin isn't. Just like the skin isn't what I'm cutting. Shechita isn't on the skin. I'll say shechita isn't on a mi'ad of semen either. Shechita is on a rov of semen. So when I stick the knife under the skin, I still have a semen below me. When I stick it on the Ramir of the Semen, I still have a Rov of the Semen below me. So I'll say as well now, so I'm doing it from the outside of the Makom Shechita. But the other hand, you could say, oh, one second, that's different. Yeah, outside the skin, the Shechita is not on a Mir of a Semen, Shechita is on a Semen. Now it's true, I'm sorry, Shechita is not on a Rov of a Semen, it's on a Semen. It's true that it's sufficient to cut Rov, but Shechita is not on a Rov of a Semen, Shechita is on a Semen. So that's what I'm saying. I can't get what it's a Tullian. But, like, do you say, like, when I do a Shechita on Rov, do you say that, like, my Shechita is on the Rov HaSemen, and therefore I'm doing it from without? It's not Chalad, I'm doing it from outside of the Rov of the Semen. Or do you say my Shechita is on the Semen, and I only have to do Rov of it, but my Shechita is on the Semen. So now I don't do Chalad because I'm doing it inside the Semen. So you don't, like, break the Semen up like that. Like, do you conceptualize the Semen and say, like, when I do a Shechita on Rov, like, the Maisa Shechita is on Rov HaSemen, in which case I'm doing it from outside of the Rov HaSemen. Or do you say Shechita is always on a Semen? Rov is just the shear of how much of the Semen I have to do. But there's no such thing as, like, a Maisa on Rov HaSemen. Right? Right. It's like if I cut Rov of a Semen. Do you say that I did a Maisa on the Semen? And how much did I do? I did a Rov of it. Or do you say, no, I did a Maisa on Rov HaSemen? Because the Maisa is on Rov HaSemen. That's what Shechita is. Shechita is Chatichas Rov HaSemen. What do you say? No, it's Chatichas HaSemen. How much? Oh, Rov. You know, it's like Rov, like part of like the very definition of the Maisa, in which case the Miut is not considered a Chalada because I'm outside of that Maisa. Or do you say, no, the Maisa is always on the Semen itself? And in which case, Chalada is Chalada within the thing. And Rov is just a quantity of how much you have to cut. But you can't define your Maisa as a Chatichas Rov. Your Maisa is a Chatichas HaSemen. You know, so the Nagmin is going to be, is do you consider it from outside the under the skin? Yeah, but you're outside of that which is being cut. But when I go out under the surface, do you say I'm outside of that which is being cut? Well, that depends. If you say what's being cut is the Rov HaSemen, it's outside. If you say what's being cut is the Semen, and Rov is just the amount, then all is inside. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, maybe you could get a little sharper. It's like an interesting question. I'm not sure. It's like kind of general, but I'm not sure if it'll have any other nafkamina. It's like a funny, it's an interesting type of way of looking at it. It's not that intuitive to look at it that way. I think the normal way to look at it is Shechita's on the Semen. I'm doing it from within the Semen. Yeah. So let's pick up on it tomorrow. What he's going to do next is, and even, of course, this is all assuming that under the skin is not a chalada, right? But let's say you say under the skin is chalada. Then you think, Pasha, this is chalada, right?
Is it even there?
Yeah, he's going to make a chakira even there. And if you try to read the Tosis, it's like very cryptic what he's saying. You have to figure out what he's saying. What's his idea? It's a very funny thing, but that's the next challenge, is to figure out how he's going to learn the Chakira. Even if you say under the skin is Chalada, maybe he'll argue when you go deeper than just under the skin, then it's not going to be Chalada, which is like counterintuitive.
You say like Mark then?
So it's going to tomorrow, and then Thursday I'm not going to be here. I'm final, and then next week is back to normal.